I've never heard of a situation like this where they did such a, you know, did something like this to test to see whether an organization is doing a good job. But I guess they had been problems that they had been concerned about at this agency for a while, and so they decided to actually just go in there and have some, you know, people pose as both people complaining about wage problems and also responding employers, just to see how certain offices of the wage and hour division handled the complaints. I guess this has been something that they've been looking at for a while and have been concerned about for a while on Capitol Hill.
Well, does this investigation predate the change in administration and the arrival of Ms. Solis as Labor Secretary?
Actually, it does. This was going on. Their concerns were going on as early as last summer. They had some people testify on the Hill that there were case studies where WHD, the Wage and Hour Division, had failed to investigate complaints. And based on some of those findings, Congress was asking the GAO to follow up and see if they could find, you know, what some of the roots of the problems were. And that was one of the reasons why they did this, to really sort of ferret out why this agency was having such problems.
And today, Hilda Solis, the new Secretary of Labor, announced 150 new investigators to enforce wage and child labor laws in the wake of this most recent probe. She must have been tipped off this was coming, because she had she had her answer all ready to go.
Right. Well, you know, I think for an organization that does the type of labor-intensive work that they do, you know, bodies has got to be an issue. You know, I mean, whenever you find out that there are complaints that are not followed up on, resources is probably the first order of business. I think that one of the things also that the report found was that people weren't trained in certain investigative methods, and that they weren't using the power of subpoenas to get records from employers so that they could confirm some of the information that employers were giving them. So I'm sure we're going to be finding out that more, not only will more employees be hired, but they'll be getting training on how to better use methods to investigate and follow up on these types of complaints.
We're talking this morning to Diana Vayu, partner at Shaw Bransford Vayu and Roth, which is she's one of the hosts of Fed Talk, which airs Friday mornings here at 11 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
And do we have any idea of how when the cases are handled correctly, what percentage of cases are decided in favor of the employer versus the employee? Do we know if there's, in other words, is there really a widespread problem with enforcement or adherence to the labor laws, or is this just a process problem within the Labor Department?
Well, I don't know statistics, Tom, but I know that this is a big concern because of so many people that are in these low-paying jobs, particularly people who are not American, who are immigrants, who don't speak English, and who are therefore afraid to say anything if they feel they're being cheated. And I think that's really one of the big focuses, again, why this report was done, because there were so many people that were felt to be vulnerable, and that, you know, not following up can mean, you know, huge wide frame, what they call wage theft, where people are employing immigrants and then, you know, cheating them out of their dollars. And of course, the other thing that was concerning, I thought, was that at least one of the scenarios, one of the undercover cases was involving child labor, and that's something you haven't heard about for a long time. You know, people having children in dangerous and illegal employment situations, that's supposed to be a priority of this agency, and they didn't follow up on that complaint either. In fact, it wasn't even put in their database. So that is a big concern. I mean, if you hear about something like that not being followed up on, that's a huge concern.
And Diana, is there any liability on the part of the investigators who weren't doing the work, or will any individual be singled out for questioning or maybe even some sort of possible punitive action?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I certainly think that given the high-profile nature of these findings, that I suspect that might happen. You know, certainly some of the things, like the case I just talked about where it was reported and not even put in the database, I mean, and that's supposed to be a priority of the agency, and it wasn't even followed up on at all, it doesn't look like. You know, I think there probably will be some cases where there are people that are going to be, you know, investigated further and possibly disciplined. But I think, you know, the first thing that the organization is going to do and make a big, you know, public statement about is, as we've already seen, getting more resources to at least look like they're making an effort to try to step up what they're doing there.
And so finally, what about the previous administration? If this happened under their watch, is there any culpability there?
Well, you know, I don't really think there's anything they can do to people who, you know, departed political people, political appointees. Certainly, I think that the career people who are left are going to feel the pressure to perform, and, you know, and also, you know, they're vulnerable certainly too. People at the top who might have known about these problems and didn't take any steps to correct them.